In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The chapter of the Gospel of today from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10. It is part of chapter 10, and as we heard, it is the story of the rich young ruler. This rich young ruler came to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he did not came only, but he came running. Not only came running, but also he knelt before him, and also he asked an amazing question, or he offered a very good request. He asked and said to our Lord Jesus Christ, "Good teacher." He called him good teacher. So he came running, he knelt before him, he said to him, called him good teacher, and not only this, but also he asked him very important question. He asked him about eternal life. "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" But unfortunately, this young man, after this good beginning or good start or good attitude for him, he went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful because he had great positions, as the Bible said. He had great positions, and so he went away sorrowful. But I remind you, there was another young man. After this story about 250 or about maybe 300 years, this young man entered the church and heard the same chapter and the same paragraph. Of course, not from our Lord Jesus Christ directly, but he heard this paragraph maybe from a priest, maybe from a deacon who was reading the Bible. But the result was completely different. I know that all of you know this young man. He became the great Saint Anthony. This young man was called Anthony or Antonius. He was able to keep the word of God in his heart, and not only to hear, but to hear and act. As Abuna says just now, "Make us worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel." So, our father, Saint Anthony, who was a young man, when he heard this paragraph, in one side, this ruler, young ruler, went away sorrowful, but the young man, the other young man, Saint Anthony, became the father of all monks in the whole world and in all generations, and we call him Saint Anthony. Is it possible for you, for any one of you, to be sin and to be holy just as Saint Anthony? I know that God is alone the holy. God is holy, and we call Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit the Holy Trinity. And Isaiah, in chapter 6 of his book, saw our Lord, saw God in his glory sitting on his throne, and saw the seraphim here and there shouting and crying, Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. So, God is holy. And in the book of Revelation, it is written that you are alone, the holy. And when the angel was announcing Our Lady Saint Mary, he said to her, the Holy One to be born is the Son of God, the Holy One. And Saint Mary, while she was praising God, she said that the Mighty has made great things for me, and a holy is his name. All this to confirm that the holy is God. God is holy. And all what are connected to God is holy. The book of God is a holy book. The church is a holy church. The altar is a holy altar. And so, how come he is the only, or he is alone the holy, and how come he is calling us to be holy? It is amazing that God wants me and wants you and wants everyone to be holy. Abuna says in the liturgy, the holies are for the holy. The holies are for the holy. And all of you are called to be holy. It is written in the Epistle of St. Peter, as he who called you is holy, you also be holy, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. That's why the call for me and for each one is holiness. All of us are called to be holy. And it is possible to be among the saints. And now we shall speak in brief. What is holiness? And what is the importance of holiness, or the benefit of holiness? And what is the way to the holiness? What is holiness? I think so many people think that holiness means not to sin. And when anyone falls in a sin, he gets despair and lose his hope and think in his himself, in his own heart, that holiness is not my way. No. Briefly, and to clarify the matter, holiness is to strive against sin, number one. Holiness is to struggle and strive against sin. Saint Paul, and I call him Saint Paul, when he spoke about himself, he spoke as and said, the sinners in whom I am the chief. And Saint John said that if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And the Holy Book, when spoke about Elijah, said that Elijah was a man of a nature like ours. So, what is holiness? Number one, holiness is striving against sin, and all of you are invited to struggle and to strive against sin, even up to bloodshed. This is number one, to strive against sin. And number two, striving against sin is a passive way. What about it? The positive or the active? So number two, not only to struggle and to strive against sin, but number two is to bear spiritual fruit. This is the positive attitude, to be spiritually fruitful. And when you are spiritually fruitful, and I advise you to go to chapter 5 of the epistle of St. Paul to Galatians to see what are these fruits. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, self-control, faithful, all this to be fruitful in your spiritual life. So number one is to strive against sin. Number two is to bear spiritual fruit. Number three, to consecrate your heart, to consecrate your mind for God. All your entire being is consecrated to God. These are three points to be put in mind in the definition of holiness. Holiness, number one, strive against sin, and strive against sin even up to bloodshed. Number two, to be spiritually fruitful. Number three, to consecrate your heart, to consecrate your mind. We have the mind of Christ, and your heart is consecrated. This is the definition of holiness. But what is the importance? What is the benefit of holiness? Holiness, my beloved, is very important, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. The book says that holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The heavenly Jerusalem is holy place. We are speaking about the holy angels. And there will no one to enter this heavenly Jerusalem who defiles or cause abomination. All the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, are holy. And that's why through holiness, your heart is sanctified, your soul is sanctified, your mind is sanctified, your body is sanctified, your relations with the other is sanctified, all your entire being is sanctified. You are invited, you are called for a holy life, you are called for holiness. And I can say, you are not only called to be holy, but you are also called to be perfect. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Number three, what is the way to holiness? What is the way to holiness? And The first point is to satisfy yourself, to fill yourself spiritually. When you are hungry, you can eat anything because you are hungry. But if you are satiated, if you are filled, you shall trample even on honey. النفس الشبعانة تدوس العسل. So you have to fill yourself, to satiate yourself by the word of God, by a good relation and a good communion and a good fellowship. All of you are called for the fellowship of the Son of God. And that is why fill yourself, satiate yourself with the word of God, with the relation of God spiritually. This is the first point. And the second point, to keep and to control yourself. And another and a very important point. A very important point, not to despair when you fail. Not to lose hope and to cry and shout, "Don't rejoice over me, my enemy." لا تشمتي بي عدوتي. Don't rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I arise. When I fall, I will arise. This is one point. And St. John writes very important things for me and for you. He says that, "My little children, I write to you that you may not sin. I write to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father." We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So, our call is not to sin. But if you sin, don't despair. Don't lose hope. There is an advocate with the Father. There is hope. And you can say, "Don't rejoice over me, my enemy." And not only this, you have got qualifications for a holy life. Qualifications for a holy life. You are, or you have been, a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Your bodies are members of Christ. It's amazing to know how honor God made me and made you and gave us. He honored me and he honored every one who believe in him, that to the extent that your bodies are members of Christ. Shall I take the members of Christ and make them to be members of harlot? Certainly not. So all of you are called, are invited to the life of holiness, to sanctify your heart, to consecrate your entire being, your heart, your mind, your feeling, your emotions, your body, and to control your relations with the others. This is your call. This is the call of everyone. All of us are called for holiness, for holy life. As the young man who came and entered the church and heard this paragraph, just hearing the paragraph, "The word of God is powerful. The commandments of God are able to make you able to inherit the eternal life." This is very important. This is to put in mind. This is to put in heart. This is to strive against sin. This is to attain holy life. And by the way, I remind you by very simple thing. Today is Sunday. They used to call it now weekend. It is not weekend. And all of you know the right name of this day. It is a holiday. They call it a holiday. In the original denomination of this, it is a holiday. We are in a holiday. They changed it to be weekend. No, it is a holiday. And you have to be cautious to make it holy and to make all your life holy. God bless you all, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theobroskomen, Kirelaison, Kirelaison, Kanometmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, the light of light, true God of true God, God not created, of one is with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by our prophets,
and one holy Catholic apostolic church.
We confess one baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of